Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. I'm glad you stopped by KNSS. I know it's the middle of the day, but don't worry about it. If you miss this program, if you want to see what we've done in previous programs, go to goodlifeguy.com and follow the link up at the top where it says listen. Or go right to knssradio.com and thumb your way through to The Good Life, and you can listen to previous shows. At goodlifeguy.com, you can see what's coming up in the weeks to come as well. This program's going to be a lot of fun. It's Father's Day weekend. I hope you have great plans to celebrate with your dad. I wish mine was still here. Don't forget the Marriott is doing a Sunday brunch that is to die for. If you go to the Wichita Marriott's website, you can look at the menu, but it is huge. It's only $17.95 per person, 20% senior discount. Children 5 to 12 or 10-50, and there's just, it's an outrageous amount of high-quality foods at Wichita Marriott out on Corporate Hills Drive. You know where it is, out east. A lot of fun. We'll talk about some other stuff later, but let's jump right into this. I have to relate a story, but I think I'll introduce my guest first. My guest is Erica Crawford, and she's just got out of bed. Well, knowing the business she's in, she's probably been up for a while. Erica Crawford is the principal with her husband, Kim Crawford, for a winery that's been in the works for several years now, and we finally have it on the shelves. It's called Love Block. You may, of course, know the name Kim Crawford as one of the first, earliest, high-quality New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs to make it across the seas to get here to the Flatlands, and we'll talk about that history and stuff. But Erica, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, it's just, I got to tell you a story, Erica. I don't know if anybody told you prior to this, but I was in Aspen for the Food and Wine Classic for 26 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
And from the very early days up through about 5 years ago when I had open heart surgery and I can't deal with the altitude anymore. But I'll tell you this. I'm pretty sure it was in 2003 when Vincor came up with a bunch of money and let your husband get back to just making wine instead of worrying about money and running a winery. And he was on my show live from the Food and Wine Classic. And after we got through with the program, we had a nice chat. We sipped some wine together. And I said, Kim, you're like all effusive and bubbly and happy. And he said something to the effect of, Geisa! I just sold me winery and got a bucket load of money, and I'm going to buy some more vineyard. It was.
That would be about right.
And, he was that whole weekend, because we crossed paths several times after the radio show. I think people looked at him like, God, that guy's awfully happy. And he was. And I'm pretty sure it was 2003. I don't think he was quite as happy when Constellation bought it out from Vincor in, what was that, 2006?
Yeah, you'd be quite right about the 2003, and the timing would have been quite right as well.
Yeah.
But, at the time when we first started in Crawford, the model was really so groundbreaking. Of course, we didn't realize that it was. For us, it was just logical because, it had to be done.
Yeah.
So we were probably one of the first wineries to buy grapes solely from growers all over the country. We made the wine at someone else's place.
Yeah.
We called it Kim Crawford because we didn't have, obviously we owned no vineyards, so we couldn't call it by a road or a valley or a peak or a bay. My name's German and my ego is not that robust, so we called it Kim Crawford. And that's how that name came about. So essentially we made a brand and we made wine.
Yeah. Let's talk about you first. I want to hear your story because you have an interesting bio. in addition to what you've done with Kim, but you've been in the business for quite some time.
Been in the business for quite some time, yeah. I started my life in South Africa. I'm South African born, and started out my working career, you know, trying to push back barriers of science in the field of cardiology, you know, looking at why people are actually getting heart attacks at a cellular level. And I just didn't have that X factor of focus and determination that you need to have to be a highly published science writer, you know.
Yeah.
And I went to a wine festival with a school friend. We've been friends for many years. And he was a young accountant at a winery in Stellenbosch. And there I met this bloke. And that was Kim. So that's where our story really started. I then took a job, I had just taken a job with a pharmaceutical company. Really because, you know, I just realized my
research wasn't my game. People was my game.
And it was the most humbling experience, but probably also the best thing I'd ever done for myself. And then 3 years later, I found myself in New Zealand, and I'm still there.
Well, that's a good thing. There's so many things I want to talk to you, and we've only got three segments to fill here before we run out of time. Let's take a break. I want to come back and let's talk about the story about Love Block from beginning to end and to where we are today, because it's an interesting story, and I can't wait to taste the wine. I have a bottle of Love Block Sauvignon Blanc, one of the wines that Kim Crawford makes along with his wife, Erica, my guest today. Folks, don't go away. I will tell you that there's some great Father's Day sales at Jacob Liquor Exchange right now. Put it this way, there are 7 wines at the top of the email list that are rated 96 or above, and they range in price from $55 to $219. Any dad would be thrilled to have one of those wines. I'm Guy Barrett. It's Good Life. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.